For the daily thought, we're currently running through the Avinu Malkeinus that we've been saying in the evening. Yesterday we did the one that I noted is quite a mouthful. Kale, Deva, Vechera, Varav, Shri, Mashrid, Va'avon, Ibnei Britech. And we spoke about the presence of Avon being somewhat exceptional among the other causes, which include pestilence, famine, war, captivity, and sin. Tonight, the next Avinu Malkeinu we've been saying is far less of a mouthful. It is only about a single factor we are asking to be taken away. Avinu Malkeinu, we say, Mana magefa minachalatecha, withhold the plague from your inheritance. And reading through a couple of commentaries, the question that rose was, why is this a separate Avinu Malkeinu? If last night we had a mouthful of chaotic disasters that we pray to be shielded from, we've got pestilence and famine and war and hunger and captivity and destruction, why don't we simply interpolate into that list magefa, a plague, a sickness? And of course, on a abstract theoretical level, that's a powerful question. Living through what we're living through, I think we can feel the potency of a magefa as being something qualitatively different to something that is human or volitional, something that is controllable in some concrete sense by human beings, whether that is famine or war or captivity or humanly wrought chaos or sin that are all somehow within our control. But a magefa is something that we can, as we've experienced, hide from. That is all we can do. There's very little we can do to combat this. In our age, we're working on vaccines and cures, but certainly for the last millennium of human life, there was simply nothing to do other than hide. In the commentaries I saw, Ktoret is a guaranteed solution to plague, but we don't have access to the Ktoret, to the incense and the Bet Mikdash anymore. So it has its very own prayer. It's also noted that there are different verbs and nouns used. With the other things from last night, we said kale dever, which means remove, get rid of, stop these things. With magefa, we're saying mana, withhold, before it comes, don't even let it arise. Because the exigency, the potency, the chaos, and the disaster of plague, we pray not to even be tested with as a trial. And then the final difference is we say the other chaotic disasters should be withheld from Mibnei Britecha, from the children of your covenant. And when we talk about Magefa, plague, we talk about Nachalatecha, your inheritance. There is something, when we talk about Britecha, we say reward those who have made a covenant with you, people who have entered into your into a compact with you. You should give them the benefit of protection. But when we talk about Nachalatecha, your inheritance, we seem to be broadening this and saying human beings writ large who are your inheritance, your creatures dependent on you, please hold back the magefa from them. And there is this building momentum as we head through these Avinu Malkeinus to withhold the trials of famine and war and chaos. And then we say, and plague, and a magefa, please don't even test us with that. And we're talking broadly about humankind. We're not even looking through the lens of nation or faith or commitment, but just pure humanity. And that is how that next Avinu Malkeinu materializes. And please God, Mark, you'll have to remind me if I forget, but please God, I'll remember. We'll do Avinu Malkeinu at the end of davening this evening. And tomorrow we'll move on to the next Avinu Malkeinu.